but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance.
Aww.
Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card. It's simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Step to the toss and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong.
Well, Tip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. You can get in. It's a good time. 654-767. I appreciate all you contributed in the show, getting involved. We're talking about, you know, on that video, Ramona, of the fox with rabbit.
Yes.
And the bald eagle.
Yes.
Some guy wrote in response, "The rabbit has never felt more wanted." That's just wrong.
See, that's me. That's me right there.
See, and during the break, poor you rabbit. Said, when I told you, you said what? You said what in response?
About the lions?
Yeah, the whole thing, yeah.
I said, I go to watch a show about lions, and next thing you know, I got to watch him mauling a zebra and chewing it up. I said, and also, before you say anything, I said, we eat cows, but I don't want them to get slaughtered.
Yeah. So you don't favor the animal shows?
No. I mean, I don't mind them until they go, okay. And then it's all blood and they sit there and they eat it. And, you know, yeah, I mean, well,
you
they
probably
rip it apart
love
and everything.
This you probably wouldn't love this Twitter feed then that produced this, that posted this video, because I see now that it says on the on their site, nature warning, contains graphic content involving wild animals killing, eating, and fighting for dominance.
Oh, see, I told you. I was looking up some stuff one time, and I saw this thing, and it said hawks, you know. And so I looked it up, and it was showing all these hawks flying. And next thing you know, they're showing hawks grabbing mountain goats and carrying them off. And they're hanging hundreds and hundreds of feet in the air. So you know if he's either going to get eaten or dropped and die. I don't want to see that. It was disturbing for
me. Well, let me tell you about... Yeah. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does roofs like Gilstrap. They helped Ramona. Ramona, what was that, like 6-7 years ago now?
It was a while,
roof,
yes.
Was leaking. Yeah. Yes. And it's never leaked since, correct?
No, they fixed it.
Right. And so they came out, fixed it immediately, quickly, affordably. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. They'll give you a free checkup to ascertain the status of your roof, because honestly, you have no idea, nor should you try to figure it out. It's not a good idea for you to be climbing up on your roof. And even if you did, would you know what to look for? No. So call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Right. Yeah, right. You wind up with a much bigger problem. Here's what happened to you. Here's what happened to you in theory, all right? You go up to check on your roof, you slide, you fall off your roof, you break your leg. You go to the hospital, you get corona. Then you're home with a broken leg. And, just stay away from that. Let them check your roof.
It's a lot safer.
They'll let you know If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you, like so many others. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. We had the gentleman, remember, who wrote us, who said that, no, he called us and said that he had hired a different roofing contractor and they so screwed up the job that he called Gilstrap Roofing and Gilstrap came out and he was so grateful for the work they did in fixing all of the damage that the prior roofer had done. And he was calling us to thank us, thank them, and to warn others not to make the mistakes that he had made. So don't do that. Call Gilstrap, 269-1232, 269-1232. You will thank me later. All right, let me just say this, all right? I'm not doing any brackets. There are a lot of people doing that, and that's great. I have other things I want to do. But I did see this, and I do want to briefly mention this. We're not going to have you call or anything on it because I don't care about it enough to do that. Plus, I want to move on to some college football talk and then later some NFL talk. Ramon, I'm sorry, what time is Dwayne joining us today?
5:25.
Beat writer for the Arizona Cardinals, and we'll discuss Nuke Hopkins and everything Arizona. He, by the way, he's the only writer from that Arizona Republic last year, Ramona, the only writer who wanted them to dump Rosen and draft Kyler Murray. Remember, we were going to talk to some of those others, but all those other old white boys at the Arizona Republic, they all wanted to keep Rosen and not draft Kyler Murray. They were wrong. We were right. We'll discuss our rightness at 5:25 today. But I saw this. I saw this, Ramona, and I hate, it's funny because I hate this category anyway, and you probably know why. What do I think of sports movies, Ramona?
You don't usually like them because you deal with sports all day, and when you sit down to watch entertainment, you want it to be something else besides sports.
Exactly. Sounds like I just said that. Exactly. That's exactly how I view it. I know it sounds counterintuitive on one front that a guy who lives sports all day, all night, every single day, and has for a million years, isn't interested in sports movies, but I'm not. It's not where I go for entertainment. If I want to watch a movie, I'd rather watch a B-horror movie than a sports movie. I deal with the reality of sports. I don't have time for fantasy sports. I don't have time for video gaming sports. I live in the world of real sports 24 hours a day. I don't have time for those other things. Furthermore, I'd probably find them addictive, so I don't want to get involved in them anyway. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time for it. So if I actually have time, and generally when I watch a movie, I'm not like watching a movie. I have it like on in the background. You know what I'm saying? I'm like cognizant.
Yeah, that's why you can watch horror movies, because you can miss pieces of it.
No. Don't besmirch the horror movies. That's not the case. I watched every second of that one the other night. I watched every second of that one the other night.
We can tell.
But I'm not. Right. But I'm not like I'm just not a huge fan of sports movies. Now I've seen some, my share, but it's funny because like in the last X number of years, I just basically stopped watching them all together. So, like, there's some of these movies, like, I have no... And people say to me, you haven't seen that? You haven't seen that? No, I haven't. No, I have no interest. Oh, you got to see... No, I don't. But this guy, Chris Carlin, came up with a 64 movie bracket for sports movies. And I don't like this topic anyway. I don't do this...
Man, that's a lot.
On the show.
That's a lot. I mean, I know there are a lot of sports movies, but are there a lot of great sports movies to be in a bracket?
Well, I see, my only thing here is I actually think they missed a couple. Like, they had four regions. Buttermaker, Mickey, Jimmy Chitwood, so Hoosiers reference, and Judge Smales. They had four brackets. Caddyshack reference, Rocky reference, whatever that other one, that other reference is. And just to give you an idea, they had Bad News Bears facing Foxcatcher. I have no idea what Foxcatcher is. They had 42 facing Vision Quest. I don't know what 42 is. I don't know what Vision Quest is. They advanced the Bad News Bears. They advanced the Bad News. They advanced the Bad News Bears past Rocky III.
They had Rocky Breaking movie? Away well, Space. One or two. They let one and two are the only ones that are good. The rest of them are just bad.
But worse than Bad News Bears? And they had Breaking Away losing to Space Jam. Sorry. I mean, it's insanity. But they advanced Bad News Bears all the way to the Elite Eight. And they had Bad News Bears in that same bracket. You had Bang the Drum Slowly, Mighty Ducks, no idea. Field of Dreams, I've seen. Creed, I did not see.
Field of Dreams? You know who's in that, right. Don't you?
It has Kevin Costner in it. That's what makes it bad.
Well, maybe the other people in the movie said, look, we're going to make this movie a regular two-hour movie. Stop with the 3 and 4 hour movies.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, Costner almost dragged that movie down to make it worse than it should have been. He tried his best to drag it down, but unfortunately, the James guy, what's his name?
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. Fortunately, James Earl Jones, a guy who actually knows how to act, he saved it. James Earl Jones saved the movie. Raging Bull and Days of Thunder, Raging Bull Advance. It wound up with Major League and Raging Bull, Major League Advance. Major League wound up going against Field of Dreams and Major League Advance. So it wound up being Bad News Bears and Major League in the Buttermaker bracket. And then the bottom part was the Mickey bracket. It was Rocky and Talladega Nights, Blue Chips and Million Dollar Baby. Blue Chips advanced over that. I've seen Million Dollar Baby. Longest Yard and Ali, The Longest Yard advanced. I'm confident, hopeful that's the original one, not that
thing
I can't say on air remake. Remember the Titans in A League of Their Own. Remember the Titans, never saw it. Chariots of Fire versus the Fighter. I don't even know what the Fighter is. Bull Durham, Happy Gilmore. They advanced Happy Gilmore. Are you kidding me?
Adam Sandler.
We Are Marshall. Marshall. The Natural and a movie, Ramona, called I, Tonya. There was a movie. I'm sorry. Somebody made a movie about Tonya Harding called I, Tonya?
Is that what it's...
I had no idea.
Really?
I had no idea. Well, I assume so. I mean, how many other Tonyas are there? I don't think it's Tonya Harding. This is a sports bracket. Or not Tonya Harding. What's the country music singer there?
Tonya Tucker?
Yeah, I said I don't think it's her. So We Are Marshall and The Natural, they advanced The Natural. The Fighter and Happy Gilmore, they advanced Happy Gilmore. Longest Yard and Remember the Titans, they advanced Remember the Titans. It came down to Rocky and Happy Gilmore and that region. I'm trusting that Rocky would have won that. I don't see any further. That's where they're stopped right now. They're stopped at 8.
Yeah, that's what Tonya is Tonya Harding.
Man, in the Chitwood, that's Chit with a C, in the Jimmy Chitwood regional, I take exception to this right now. They had the Karate Kid versus 61, and they had the Karate Kid winning. They had Slapshot versus the Rookie. I have no idea what the Rookie is. With Slapshot advancing to play the Karate Kid, and they advance the Karate Kid over Slapshot. That is a communist move right there. Let me tell you that right now. Yeah, the Slapshot's one of the best, the actual
funniest sports movies. Slapshot, yes, that's the hockey
that,
one. Yeah.
That is like must see. Don't think about it as hockey. Trust me, if you haven't seen Slapshot, you need to see that. The rest of that thing was Hoosiers versus Moneyball. The Wrestler, I'm advancing past like the early round. The Wrestler versus Hoop Dreams. It wound up Hoosiers versus The Wrestler with Hoosiers winning and Hoosiers versus Karate Kid in the Elite Eight, and they have not played that off. If Karate Kid beats Hoosiers, there ought to be an investigation. And then in that bottom bracket, they had Caddyshack advancing to play Tin Cup. We know who's in Tin Cup.
Tin Cup. That's another Costner movie.
That's an automatic loss. Right, that's
well,
an automatic
Caddyshack
loss.
Caddyshack is funny.
Right, so Caddyshack had to advance over Costner, period. And then Rudy came out of that,
Rudy!
You wound up with Caddyshack and Rudy. And Caddyshack winning. I would probably go Rudy over Caddyshack.
Rudy's so heartwarming. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they didn't do the sequel. You know, Rudy wears an ankle bracelet.
Rudy goes,
you know,
Rudy goes to jail.
Right, Rudy goes to prison.
Rudy
goes to prison, and Rudy wears an ankle bracelet. The bottom part of that bracket, allegedly, it wound up being The Sandlot versus Rocky II. And The Sandlot advanced. Okay, I just got to tell you, I have no freaking idea what The Sandlot is. None.
I've seen
None.
That. The Sandlot is about kids and their baseball playing in their, like, in their yard. That's basically what it
okay,
is.
Okay, yeah, I would... Yeah, I will watch that after I'm dead. But while I'm living,
Rocky II is definitely better than The Sandlot.
Okay. Yeah, while I'm living, I will not be watching The Sandlot. Yeah, while I'm living, I will not be watching The Sandlot, especially after Ramona's description. And you can't be advancing it past Rocky II because I've never heard of it. I mean, I'm glad you have, but I've never heard of it. So that crappy region at the bottom wound up Caddyshack versus the Sandlot. There needs to be a way to get rid of that. And then Rocky versus Happy Gilmore, Bad News Bears versus Major League, and Hoosiers versus Karate Kid. So this is as far as it's advanced. So who wins the whole thing? I guess it has to be either Hoosiers or Rocky, right? They took Rocky II out. I actually think Rocky II is better than Rocky I. But, you know, because, the key part of Rocky II is, you know, when she's, you know, allegedly about to check out in the hospital, you know, that's the key part. Right, because she's unconscious and, you know, and when she finally regains consciousness, you know, after he lives there and lives in the chapel and comes back in the room and he says to her, you know, Adrian, I'm going to do what you want. I'm going to give up. I'm not going to fight anymore, Adrian. And then she says, oh, I want you to do one thing for me. And he says, what? And she says, come here. When? And then they play the music, you know, when? And then they play the music. So you gotta advance that. You can't have that losing a Sandlot. So here's how this is gonna play out. They haven't played. They're stuck in the Elite Eight. They haven't moved it forward. But this, in the end, you know how it's gonna play out. It's gonna be Rocky versus Hoosiers. That's how it's gonna play out. Okay, Rocky versus Hoosiers. Tough call. But I think that's how it'll play out. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage. I'll probably go Hoosiers. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage. Quick break.
Support a local business and order from the Blue Heron in Pendleton for curbside pickup from 4 till 9 p.m. daily. Pick a delicious meal and avoid the crowds. Enjoy any of their menu favorites or that bottle of wine you've been craving. Char grilled filet mignon, shrimp and cheddar cheese grits, sushi, crab cakes, chicken wings, amaretto cheesecake, and so much more. Are you hungry yet? Check out the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials. To place your order, call 864-653-3354 for the Blue Heron.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for better gas mileage? No worries. We've got great deals on products that'll help your engine run smoother. Right now, Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner is buy one, get one free. Plus, a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We'll sign you up fast right here. Or you can sign up on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
In the zone, AutoZone.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we're here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
As Clemson graduates and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice victims for years. That's the primary focus of Parham Smith and Archinold Attorneys at Law. If you or a loved one is a victim of medical malpractice, there's no cost to have a consultation with the firm and no cost unless there's a settlement or verdict. Call 242-9008 and speak with Parham Smith and Archinold. 242-9008.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
Somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're coming back to the phones in a minute. See, Maron, this is why I shouldn't have started this, because now all these people want to write in and tell me about all these movies. And this is why I never should have started it.
Well, you know they're going to want to say.
Text said, can't beat a patriotic Rocky IV.
Where he goes out and lifts a tree and stuff.
And Rocky V is just a disaster. The series died somewhere right in there. It died. Yeah, I don't know what they did after that.
The first one he barely, he almost won, and second one he won. Okay, that's all we needed was for him to win.
Exactly. Then it's over. Now, Texter 884 says, Walt, your sports knowledge is unparalleled, but you're way off on this movie deal. Sandlot's a great movie. It came out when he was a kid, so he loves it. I said, thanks. I appreciate that. What is it? Because honestly, I don't have any idea. This is about kids who live to play baseball, which is my life.
They play in their yard, it's their neighborhood game, and they have a neighbor that's some old guy or something that has a big dog, or I don't know. And the ball gets hit over there.
The get out of my yard guy.
Kind of like that. And the ball gets hit over there, and they get all scared because they have to go get
the ball. Didn't we all have a get off my lawn guy? We had a get off my lawn house. It was like a whole house of mean, decrepit people.
We had a guy in our neighborhood that was a get out of my yard, and he wasn't even old.
Oh, really?
Really?
Well, you know, that was the house that, you know, they would take the ball. You know, when the ball went in the yard, they would confiscate it.
You're not getting this back. Oh, yeah. He was definitely like that.
But you know what? I led the world in. I led the world in broken windows. I don't know how many windows I broke. Oh, I broke windows.
Your dad was probably like, come on.
Oh, yeah. Look, because you know, like when we played baseball, you know, it's like the same thing with golf. I can hit the ball a long way. And no matter what way we positioned the playing field, there was always a house within distance, like the Watts' house. The Watts' house. I may have damaged their resale value. I may have damaged the resale value on the Watts' house.
Windows multiple times.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I took out multiple Watts' windows, and added some dents, I think, to the. To the Watts' house anyway. You know, they were a little unusual anyway, but but yeah.
They said that about you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 There was Frank and there was the tomboy Ann and Maria. I took out a number of their windows. And then later, you know, we changed the field and the direction of it and we turned it we had this whole open area that belonged to somebody up the hill. But then it turned out that Ruthian shots could still reach the house across the street. And so there were windows broken there, too.
Oh yeah. There was no good.
Yeah. Tessa said, I, Tanya, is a must watch. You are a liar.
When I looked it up.
I know you're lying.
They showed a picture of the actress, I guess, playing her, and the look on her face is like,
come on.
You just have to look it up for that. Look it up to see that.
I know.
You don't have to watch the movie. Just look at the pictures of the movie.
I know this texter is jerking my chain with that. You know, it's like you know, when I had the fire ant issue, you know, and people were saying, let's see what they can get the guy.
I can name Nancy Kerrigan. Why?
Let's see what we can get the guy from Northern Tennessee to do.
What is that? Yeah, that time that everybody was telling you to eat stuff.
Yeah, you do this, do
something
that.
For your throat.
All these stupid things, none of which
the
work.
Ants. Remember that? Yeah. You had ants in your yard.
That's what I'm talking about, the ants. What do you think I'm talking about? I'm talking about the ants.
The time you lost your voice or something, and everybody was telling you what to
eat. Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, that too. I, Tanya, is a must watch. I know you just jerked my chain with that, Dexter. I know that. Matt Seneca says James Earl Jones was the get off my lawn guy in The Sandlot. How about that?
I don't remember that. It's been so long since I've seen it.
Let me get to the phones. By the way, Texter brought up one, Ramona, that should have been in there. It should have been in there. The fish that saved Pittsburgh. The fish that saved Pittsburgh is a classic. I actually wrote that in my little notes on that thing. The fish that saved Pittsburgh. Oh yeah, the fish that saved Pittsburgh stars Julius Erving. Yes, it does.
I've never heard of that one.
No, you have to go find that. And then the other one that wasn't in there was the Secretariat movie. How's the Secretariat movie?
That's
not
a good
in there?
Movie.
It is. The Secretariat movie's a great movie. Mountain Gamecock and then David. Mountain Gamecock.
Hey, man, I didn't call about this, but they blessed that. The Lou Gehrig story with Gary Cooper, great movie.
Oh, it's a classic.
I know
it's an old one, classic.
40s, but,
it's a classic.
And also, I like The Babe with John Goodman. That was a good
Never
movie.
Saw it. All right.
That's good.
I'll take
movie.
Your advice.
Brian Song.
Oh, you know what? You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to point that out. They eliminated Brian Song early in the bracket. What are you idiots doing? Brian Song absolutely should have advanced. And oh, by the way, if you watch that movie, you probably need a Kleenex.
You daggum right. But
for those who don't know, that's the story of the relationship between Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo, the former Wake Forest star, Brian Piccolo developed cancer, and it's the story of their time with the Chicago Bears together and the love that Sayers had for Brian Piccolo and vice versa. Trust me, that's like a must see.
James Caan, I believe, played that part.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I just want to let you know, I don't know if you know, the reason I've been calling lately, and I really appreciate your show, the business that I work for, they actually closed because of the coronavirus, and my tour business is shot because of it too. So you get my mind off all that, and I appreciate it.
You know what, my own Gamecock, I thank you very much for those words, and I know you're going to get back on your feet soon, and anything that any little bit that we can do here to make you feel better about your day, I'm privileged to be able to do it.
And I got just a couple more things. Everybody talks about Brady going to the Falcons and the go-to guys and everything. You know who else the Falcons got? Hayden Hurst.
Yeah. I like the Hayden Hurst move because I don't think he was properly utilized in Baltimore. He actually has a little more juice than Austin Hooper did. He can be a little more of a vertical threat than Hooper was, and Hooper wound up being worth $11 million on the open market, and the Falcons are not going to pay Hooper $11 million. So it's a start over with Hayden Hurst, who's a player the Falcons actually had interest in drafting. So it makes perfect sense.
It sure does. And one other thing is, you was talking about baseball records or whatever that will never be broke again. This is really not a record, but this guy came to mind, and the last two players to win at least 20 games and lose at least 20 games in a season, one of them happened to be Phil Niekro, 21 and 20 in 1979, and the other one, Wilbur Wood, 24 and 20 in 1973. You'll never see that happen again. And those are knuckleball pitchers, too. And
I have a better one than that involving one of the names you just mentioned. Wilbur Wood is the only player in baseball history to start both games of a doubleheader. Did you know that? Yeah.
I got his baseball card. That's why his name came up to me.
Yep. Wilbur Wood, and you people can look this up, Wilbur Wood is the only pitcher in baseball history to have started both games of a doubleheader. Amazing.
Yeah. And this is the last thing. I do like the Bobo hire. You know, I haven't had a chance to listen to you because I used to work 3 to 11 every day. But I like the Bobo hire. And you can comment on that a little bit. I'm gonna let you go, buddy.
Thank you, Mountain Gamecock. Appreciate you joining us. Appreciate your contributions. And I know things will get back to normal for you soon. And in the meantime, we're here to help. Look, I like the Bobo hire. I think they needed a more mature offensive mind. And I think that Bobo is a bright offensive mind. I think he'll balance that offense, which is what Muschamp is hoping to achieve. So my expectation is that should work, and it should help a young quarterback. And we're going to get some college football talk in just a little bit. We had some already, but we're going to have more. David, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Walt?
Good, David. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks. Hey, I was just commenting. I've never been a fan of these brackets they're doing now. I know it kind of keeps people interested, and you can vote on things. It's kind of fun, but I have no interest in them, especially – I think it was ESPN just did one where they had the best college basketball player of all time was Jordan. I mean, give me a break. Yeah. Not that Jordan wasn't a great player. He might be the greatest basketball player of all time, but come on. I mean, I could probably name 4 or 5 off the top of my head that were better college basketball players.
Oh, well, you know, look, it's way more than 4 or 5. It's 100. Jordan wasn't one of the 20 best ACC players of all time. Jordan wasn't the best player in his own team. James Worthy was. I mean, you're talking about... Again, people mix these issues up. They confuse college and pro, and they mix them up, and that's what you do with Jordan. There's no Jordan was not in that conversation. James Worthy was the best player on his team, and Jordan shouldn't have been anywhere near. I did a list a week ago, David, that I think we have on the website, don't we, Ramona, of the 25 best players in my mind in college basketball history. And Jordan didn't make the list at all. Yeah, the top of the list was Lew Alcindor, Bill Walton, David Thompson, you know, Oscar Robertson, those kind of guys.
Yeah, I'm assuming he had Maravich up there, Pistol Pete.
Well, I had him up there. I had him 16th because. I'm not a huge historical fan of Maravich because. What I was looking for were guys who elevated the level of their team and their school, their program, and Maravich was really more of a sideshow. You know, he averaged 44 points a game. He shot like 43% from the field. He took every shot. He played for his dad, Press Maravich. You know, I pointed out that John Wooden who was good friends with Press Maravich, tried to get Press to back off and not turn his son into a sideshow. And, you know, and one of the real stories that I think is important in the legend of Maravich is that Press begged John Wooden to let them play UCLA because Press believed that his son was so great that he could beat UCLA. And so finally John Wooden to basically make an example of them, because he had tried everything he could to get through to Press, agreed to schedule LSU. And they played, the two teams played, and UCLA set at what was at that time an all-time victory margin in a college basketball game, scored like 130 points, and Pete Maravich turned the ball over 18 times in one game.
Ridiculous. Hey, I just had one.
People have no idea. People have no idea that. You could go, you know, coast to coast. People have no idea of that story, but that's the truth of it. So, you know, I had to find a balance with him, which is why I put him 16th.
Right. Yeah, I'll have to look that one up. And just one other thing. I saw something, and I don't agree with this, that somebody was picking the Patriots to go 10-6 and the Buccaneers 8-8. Now, just comment, if you look at the conferences, NFC versus AFC this year, I don't think the NFC is that strong. The 49ers, I think this puts the Buccaneers right up there. Who knows with Dallas? I mean, but the AFC just seems to be loaded. I mean, I just kind of hear what you had to think about that. I mean, because I think the Buccaneers are a legitimate shot to get to the Super Bowl, personally.
Yeah, I tend to agree, Darren. Now, I think Tampa's in a loaded division. I think that division in the South is going to be really tough because I think Atlanta's still pretty good. I think Carolina has a lot of offensive talent. And New Orleans is obviously maybe the class of the league. But, yeah, I think at worst-case scenario, Tampa is 11-5. They're going to the playoffs, and I think they do have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, I do not think the Patriots will win their division. I think the division will be won by Buffalo, and I'm going to get to that because I have NFL predictions on the way. I haven't got to any of them specifically yet, but yeah, I'm in line with your way of thinking, David.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, David. Robert and JJ, I'm coming right to you. Don't go anywhere. I appreciate you guys getting in. I appreciate you contributing. So I'll appreciate you hanging on. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. Something for absolutely everybody. There's even a prenatal massage. This is Urban Nirvana. No one does it better. Think about the people in your life, you know, who could use a break when this all comes to a conclusion. Why not get them a gift certificate to Urban Nirvana? So that one day soon they can get in and have a day of relaxation and rejuvenation and recharge and refresh. All the re's can be had at Urban Nirvana. So by all means, think about the people in your life and think about how easy it would be to make them feel better right now. Just seeing that gift card would make them feel better. It's like, yeah, you know, thank you. So do that today for somebody you care about. Go to urbannirvana.com. Print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you'll be done. Robert and Anderson, you're up first when we get back. Quick break.
The Roar brings you another great classic game replay this Saturday. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Clemson football action as we replay the September 9th, 2017 win over Auburn on the Clemson Tigers Network, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority One, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. Classic game replays, Clemson versus Auburn, from 2017 this Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
One Security Studios. All the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Yes, Hail to Pitt is indeed trending. And Hail to Pitt is trending because of the talk that they may have found a vaccine. So testing will ensue. Hopefully we can pick up the tempo of all of that and as soon as humanly possible get that into operation. Again, we're too good to stay down long. We're too good. We are too good. Smart, too many smart people, too many people who will figure it out. And that's what we're doing. I'm coming to you on the phones. I got to say this first. You know, Ramona, BCD, who led the one-woman campaign, and then, you know, some of her mates joined in to get rid of Adazio.
Uh-huh.
And finally succeeded, brought Boston College to its knees, and got them to, was a significant factor in getting Boston College to move on from Adazio. She was, I mean, her efforts were inspired, relentless, brutal. She was omnipresent. She was absolutely everywhere. And she's actually not letting it go, because I see that she's just retweeted this from ACC, ACC conference content, the 2019 ACC football stats, and she has a finger pointing down to it like, yeah, this is why he had to go. It's the ACC team's passing play percentage. So in other words, the percentage of the time they threw the ball versus ran it. Virginia, first, 56.3. Pitt, 55.9. Not surprising. They went through an entire transformation from the year before, where they were a power running team to a team that threw it on every play. North Carolina State, 55%. That surprises me a little. Miami, 55%. Two teams that threw it most of the time couldn't throw. Florida State, 49.9%. Couldn't protect. Clemson, 48.6. That was sixth. So Clemson, pretty balanced as they try to be. Florida State, actually the most balanced. You know, balance only helps you, Ramona, when you don't suck. When you suck, like, okay, we can't block, we can't throw, we can't pass, we have balance. Yes, you have suckitude balance. It doesn't help you. North Carolina, 48.2. Syracuse, 47.5. Wake, 45.3. That's a little surprising. Duke, 44.7. Wake, 40. Why is Wake on here twice? It has the same number. Wake, on this. Hey, Ramona, the ACC apparently didn't have, at least in this tweet, again, this is not. These are ACC stats. I don't know. They have Wake listed at number 9 and number 11. I'm pretty sure that can't be. Virginia Tech, 37.7. Louisville, 37.7. And this, Ramona, is what has interested our friend BCD. Boston College threw 33.1% of the time. I'm sorry. What year is this? What? Yeah, see, that's why you need to get rid of Adazio. BCD was 100% right in her little effort, which paid off handsomely with getting rid of Adazio. Robert and Anderson. Robert, how are you?
Thank you, Walt, for taking my call.
Thank you for getting in, Robert.
I had two real quick comments. I want to get your opinion. This morning I was listening to the radio station, and they had the sportscasters talking about Winston and his receivers, and I think you said he had 30 picks, and they were saying half of the picks wasn't his fault. It's because of the receivers running the wrong routes, and I just wanted to hear your comments on that. And one other thing, YouTube, I've been watching it. This guy plays for Dallas. I don't hear much about him. And is this guy really that good? I mean, he hadn't been playing that long. I think he played in a separate league. I wanted to hear you comment on him, because he looks like he's really a good ball player. And I'll listen.
Robert,
thank you.
Robert,
go ahead.
Let me stop for a second, because I didn't. The last part of it, I'm not sure I understood. What player? What player are we talking about?
He's a ball player for the Dallas basketball player. And he hadn't been playing but a year or two, and he started playing.
I thought you were talking. I thought you're talking about Luka Doncic.
Yeah. I just didn't know I never hear anybody saying much about him, but he's on YouTube all the time. And I wanted to hear what you thought about him.
Okay, Robert, thank you. I thought we were still talking football, so that's what I wanted to clear up. He's unbelievable. I mean, you know, when he got hurt the first time, hurt his ankle, he was averaging like 30, 10, and 10. I mean, he's an incredible young player who is just going to get, you know, I say better and better. I'm not sure how much better you can get than how good he is already. He's a guy who's going to win MVP awards. I think he'll bring a championship or more to Dallas. I really do. I think he's that good. He's really just tremendously versatile. There's really nothing he can't do on a basketball court. You know, I knew he was going to be good, but, you know, he's exceeded my wildest expectations. In terms of Jameis Winston interceptions being on the receivers, look, here's the thing. Every quarterback has interceptions that aren't his fault. There's not a separate frigging category for that. And I don't mean that as an affront to Robert. I'm saying in general, because this is what I hear all the time. These kinds of comments about quarterbacks. Well, these number of interceptions weren't on it. Everyone has those. You're not unique. Everyone has balls that deflect off of a lineman gets his hands on it, or a receiver touches and it gets deflected. It gets intercepted. Everybody has those. Every interception Brady threw this year was like that. Everybody has those. There's not a separate category for those. I hate when coaches say those kinds of things, or when anyone says those things about their player. They're still interceptions. There is no separate category that counts the number of balls that were deflected or that a receiver ran the wrong route. Everyone deals with the exact same thing. So that interception category is always a telltale truth. No matter how many excuses people want to make when their quarterback has interceptions, we want to try and figure out that, well, yeah, he threw 15, but 7 weren't on him, blah, blah, blah. They're all on him. That's the only category there is. And it's a fair way to compare quarterbacks, because every single quarterback has that happen. The reason you throw 30 interceptions is because you suck. That's why you throw 30 interceptions. Everything else is just a stupid, ridiculous excuse. You know how many times Tom Brady has thrown 30 interceptions, no matter how bad his receivers were, like this year? Never. Never. Never anything remotely close to that. You throw 30 interceptions because you suck. And Jameis Winston sucked for all the yardage he threw.
But he got his eyes fixed now. We don't know how bad it'll be. Could be only 20.
The guy threw 33 touchdown passes and 30 interceptions. You cannot win like that. There is no way to. There is no methodology by which to win. I went back and I looked at those games during this whole time period. And at least 5 games, he personally cost his team by throwing interceptions. I mean, 30 is 2 per game. It's 2 per game. This is the NFL, which stands for not for long if you're going to throw 2 interceptions per game. Mea culpa, Jerry Glanville, who was the first person to say that. But he said it to an official. He didn't like his calls. He said to an official run on the sideline, "Hey, this year is the NFL, which stands for not for long if you keep making calls like that."
He said that to an official?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that's the truth of it. That's the truth of it. You can't give the ball away 2 times per game. It's unthinkable. It's impossible. It's on you. You know, let me tell you something. I went back and watched some of his film just to get a feel for JJ. I'm coming to you in a second. To get a feel for what he's doing. He has no feel. He's always had this issue of turning it over early in games, and then he makes up for it. Well, you can do that in college. You can't do that when the guy on the other side's Drew Brees or somebody like that. You lose. And he has no feel. You know, when he starts to feel the slightest bit of pressure in the pocket, he looks to move up or run out of the pocket when there's no real pressure, when he could just stand there and plant his feet and throw the ball. He hears ghosts that aren't there. Now, those interceptions are on him. On him. JJ.
Hey, Walt, how we doing?
Good, JJ. Appreciate you getting in.
First of all, I'm letting you know pulling up to Carson's right now to get my 105.5.
That's what we're talking about.
For me and my wife. That's what I'm talking about, because I called and said, listen, I said, I heard on the roar that y'all are backing them, and I'm coming to get some food from y'all. And they said, well, we appreciate it. So I'm letting you know. I'm eating me some Carson's right now, buddy.
There we go. That's the, hey, by the way, there's what advertising does for you, too, right there. Exactly what we're talking about. And it's funny you mention that, JJ, because I'm going to tell you about Carson's in a couple minutes.
Oh, well, I'm right here in front of it. I'm just waiting to get my carry out. That's why I had to get off the phone. I had to call it in. I had to find out what the wife wanted. So.
What are you?
Carson's. There you go. I got to get me some Carson's.
There you go. Exactly how it works. What are you getting, JJ?
Both of us are getting the hamburger steak. She's getting hers with the loaded potato and salad, and I'm getting mine with just potato and butter and a salad.
There you go. Sounds great.
Well, Donna, my wife loves pork chops, so she probably would have grabbed that too. But right now, we're just gonna get hamburger steaks. But anytime y'all have someone to advertise with y'all, the best thing I do is I always try to go out and hit them first, because I support those that support the roar. Because without y'all here, there's none of us here. So.
Thank you. That's a big road rage applause for you there, JJ and Carson's. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a roll raise applause for my stomach here in a few minutes when I eat it, too. But anyway. Anyway, well, I just wanted to make a comment. I was listening earlier, and you were talking about movies and how the Bad News Bears beat out Rocky III. I love the Bad News Bears. Don't get me wrong. There's no way it beats Rocky III. And, Walt, I had told you many years ago, you were saying the Mighty Ducks, I don't know who that is. That's the movie that started my team, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's
yeah, that's right.
I'm a Ducks fan.
Oh, JJ.
I told my wife, you can tell it must be a coronavirus year, because this is the first year that I've come on radio and said I don't trust my Falcons, and Walt's saying they might be halfway good.
That's too funny. Go eat your food, JJ. Thank you very much. Good talking to you.
Amen. I'll let you know how good. Thank you, JJ.
Sounds good. Quick break. We'll be
broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Science has noted that the ant can lift over 1,000 times its body weight, but we aren't ants. So for all of your heavy lifting and heavy moving needs, call the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. OSHA certified and safety focused, they provide crane rental and rigging for upstate South Carolina, Northeast Georgia, and Western North Carolina. Call 833-WE-LIFT for your free project quote. 833-WEELIFT. Also visit electriccitycrane.com for project photos and more information. Go Tigers.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips and Tipsy Taco. Mr. Knickerbocker is coming soon. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs. Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through May 15th, get up to $500 in exclusive rebates on a qualifying new Trane system. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent Trane dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut, cut, cut. Huh? The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Aww. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card.